Good morning. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Yesterday, U.S. House of Representatives Agriculture Committee held a hearing. It holds once a year. It's called Member Day, where members of the House of Representatives not on the Ag Committee can talk about their wishes, needs, desires for the Farm Bill. Oregon Congressman Earl Blumenauer is a harsh critic of, but an advocate for reform of, crop insurance.
To reduce wasteful spending and make the program work better for more farmers. On Monday, the GAO published a landmark report detailing how the program is failing taxpayers and producers alike. While I support a fair and well-targeted farm safety net to guarantee the security of our food system, most people would agree that giving millionaires hundreds of thousands of dollars in heavily subsidized crop insurance is neither fair nor well-targeted. Yet that's precisely what the GAO found. There are 1,341 producers making more than $900,000 a year in gross income who have two-thirds of their insurance premium paid for by the federal government. Millionaires do not need taxpayers to help them afford crop insurance, particularly when there's so many people who need to be able to take advantage of this. The numbers show this program is disproportionately skewed not towards small family farmers, but for the largest agribusiness. In fact, only one in five farmers can afford to participate in the program at all. Yet the rising federal price tag for crop insurance is not helping more producers access insurance. As proof of how consolidated the benefits of the programs are, GAO found that 1% of the policyholders receive 22% of the premium subsidies. The top 1% of policyholders got $464,000. This is far from risk management tool for small family farmers. In my state, 89% of the farmers receive no subsidies from the federal government. Small and mid-sized farmers around the state, the ones who actually grow the food, get very little help. For many smaller farmers and ranchers and nursery owners, especially those who grow the specialty crops, there is no suitable insurance product on the market. I hear this from the wine industry, the nursery industry. These people are shut out, and that's not fair. States like Oregon, which enjoy a diversified agricultural base, are shortchanged by the current crop insurance program. You have a very diverse agricultural base in your state, Mr. Chairman, and few people have access to crop insurance. Commodity crops accounted for 94% of crop insurance policies, whereas the whole farm revenue policies that service smaller, diversified farms, which we both represent, accounted for less than 1% of the policies sold. And that's only half the picture, because not only do taxpayers receive generously subsidized crop insurance program, they guarantee sky-high profits for private countries, many of them offshore, which administer the program. Free market advocates should be scandalized that the Department of Agriculture guarantees insurance providers a 16.8% market rate of return. You're concerned about having resources for farmers and ranchers far exceeding the 10% market-based return is a misallocation of these resources. And while the federal government is projected to spend $100 billion on crop insurance in the next decade, who is receiving these subsidies and how much they are receiving is a black box. We need more transparency, income limits, or payments caps. That's why I introduced the Assisting Family Farmers Through Insurance Reform, to make common sense reform to the crop insurance programs so that it works better for more farmers, reduces wasteful federal spending, and protects the taxpayers. I'm proud of my work with Congressman Ralph Norman on the Crop Insurance Transparency Act to inject much needed transparency into this crop insurance program. With a tight farm bill baseline, but multiple programs in need of more funding, the crop insurance program is a rare place to find easy savings, promote equity, and make overall health of our farm and ranching communities work better.
Oregon Congressman Earl Blumenauer. Time for a weather break now on Inside Agriculture.